This is the Ultima podcast. Inside stories from Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music. I'm Rob Young, and in this series, you can join me and meet the composers, performers, and ideas behind today's most innovative music. Welcome back to the Ultima podcast. It's late August 2023, and in less than 1 month, the Ultima Festival will be opening again in Oslo. A music festival is a kind of journey, ideally letting you visit many different lands, climates, sounds, and visual impressions that take you outside your everyday existence. At Ultima this year, there's an underlying theme of travel in the broadest sense, voyages to different places, travels in time, movement of many different kinds, sound walks, and the kind of musical experiences that help you to make journeys in your mind. And the piece that inspired this theme? It's a multimedia performance and musical experience called Pythias Travels. It's an extraordinary collaboration that's been underway for some time between the Norwegian composer, improviser, and vocalist Maya Ratcha and the Greek artist duo Hyperconf. Pythias Travels draws connections between the marine geography of Greece and Norway and has involved filming from ships in the Mediterranean and the Nordic seas, field recordings, and the creation of completely new music and script. The end result, which will be premiered on Friday 15th of September, will place the audience in a ship's deck environment, traveling on this fantasy cruise liner in a landscape that gets progressively weirder.
Welcome on board our cruise ship, On the Ocean. The crew at Pythias Travels Cruise Line grants you all the luxury a top-notch, state-of-the-art vessel can offer. We offer an unforgettable exploration, tracing the footsteps of the ancient marine explorer Pythias as we sail towards the end of the world, the mystical land of Thule. Experience the joy of shared moments, the power of music, and the sense of family and understanding that develops amidst violence and chaos. From the bustling party atmosphere to the abyssal depths of introspection, On the Ocean takes you on a transformative journey.
You might not have heard of Pythias of Massalia. I hadn't either. He was apparently a real-life ancient Greek mariner who, around the year 325 before the Common Era, apparently sailed further than any of his countrymen, out through the straits between Spain and Africa, and onto the Atlantic Ocean. He was probably the first Mediterranean seafarer to discover the British Isles. Then he sailed further north and came back home with wondrous tales of a frozen sea and other strange lands, which he called Ultima Thule or Thule. Pythias returned to the Mediterranean and wrote an account of his experiences. But tragically, his writings about his incredible voyages were lost in the great fire that burned down the Alexandria Library in the time of Julius Caesar. Now we only have a few fragments and references in other ancient literature. Maya Ratcha and Hyperconf, that's Paola Pallavidi and Ioannis Koliopoulos, followed Pythias's route around the Mediterranean Sea and all the way up to the frozen seas of Scandinavia. The performance that they're working on is a strange and turbulent musical cruise that includes lavish parties, an onboard fire, and artificial intelligence programmers encountered in the belly of a whale. Earlier this year, I went down to Maya's house in the Black Forest outside of Oslo to meet her and Paola while they were working on the backing tracks. It was a fresh day at the end of spring, and there was still ice on the fjord.
From here, we can also see all the way up the fjord to the city of Oslo, lying in the hills to the north. and the spring sun has come out of it.
And as we walk along the coast, it's a chance for the artists from Greece and Norway to compare their very different experiences of nature.
It's like a whale breathing. It's the waves that still go under the
surface. The waves still move, the water
this
moves.
We have tidal changes here as well, not as much as you saw in the north.
It's smaller, but it would
but
go
it,
down.
But yes, it's some movement in the water under the ice, and you see it coming up in the along the shore.
That's amazing, because you know, like, we are very familiar with the Greek Mediterranean marine ecosystems, but we don't have a lot of like in the UK, there's a lot of tidal fluctuations. In Greece, there's super minimal tide, so there's no tidal ecosystem. You know, the animals that can survive this time outside. Mm-hmm. And in Smyrna, it was just a whole new sea.
Let's do this now when the sun shines. It's getting louder.
Now we're heading back to Maya's studio, where they're putting the finishing touches to voice recordings with the actor Guri Glanz. She's recording the final voice parts of the cruise ship's announcer, and Maya's trying to capture the right sound of a ship's public address system.
It's bad. We are doing this with a flea market microphone that I bought, and this is going through an analog mixer, which is it's gained too much, so it's distorting, and then we're putting it in like an old style reverb. So we're not really fixing the sound afterwards, we are recording it as if she's on the ship trying to do that.
Yeah. bad sounds.
It's so hard to make bad sound. bad quality.
It takes so much more work.
Are you ready, Guri?
I'm ready.
Is she ready?
On every deck, you'll find shops, gaming arenas, bars, restaurants, and dance floors. Join our program of whimsical family activities, luxurious parties, and unforgettable live performances. Available on board 24 hours a day. Sit back, relax, and let the world come to you.
We are trying to recreate basically this truly the experience of being on a cruise ship. You're in a cruise ship bar and there's a live performance like there is very often on a cruise ship. And it's the whole experience of the world coming to you, similarly to a cruise ship. You don't have to go through the struggles of an ancient explorer on a wooden boat with no food and no... You're going through experience of the modern like exploration where the world comes to you and you're sitting on your comfortable chair and it just passes and you don't know how it even happens. That's it.
The recording session's over and now I'm sitting down to talk to Maya and Paola.
So I'm Paola and I'm part of the artist duo Hypercom. It's like a speculative design identity, and it's based in Greece on Tinos Island in the Cyclades.
I'm Maya Solveig Kjeldsebratje. I'm a musician and a composer.
We have been in touch for quite a long time with this project, so we've known about it for a long time, and now it's really getting somewhere. It's more and more substantial. I was in Greece a week ago to record musicians there, and also to be a part of the filming of the musicians together with Yannis and Paolo. It's really, really exciting. Well, and now we are recording the actors who are speaking voices in the performance.
Mm. And how did it go in the filming in Greece?
Oh, it was wonderful
as
well.
Like an adventure in itself?
Yes, and it was wonderful because it was, I think, the only time during this process where everybody had the opportunity to be together because all the Norwegian musicians came to Greece. We had all the Greek musicians, had all the people who are actively participating. So us, Maya, but also the people who are doing the animation because there's a lot of digital elements in the video as well. So everybody was in the same room, and it was, as you can imagine, it was incredible. A big part of the project that we do this cultural exchange between the countries, because this was the main subject. We were given a lot of freedom on what to do, but we also wanted to do it, but it was the focus that to bring this cultural exchange between. And it's incredible that we have figured out the similarities between the cultures, you know, so far away. But everybody, even the musicians, not just us, we bonded, yes, but everybody bonded very well, like the two cultures.
It's really nice how we have so much in common. Like, somehow I feel almost closer to you in Greece than other neighboring countries in Northern Europe. So we have seafarer nations.
Yeah,
and it's really obvious that we share the history of exploration and seafaring and fisherman industry and and also lately the tourist industry with cruise lights and all that. So we quickly came into everything that was connected to this, to the shore and to the sea. So it was obvious that we had to create something around that, with that theme. And then Paolo and Yannis came with the story of Piteas, which I didn't know. And he actually went to the further north. He documented it. And he named it Ultima Thule. So that's also very suitable, as one of our partners is the Ultima Festival.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we would have done it anyway. It's not because of
the chance. I think that is why
Ultima. Oh, we actually suit.
It's from the same name.
Yeah.
But as you explained, that's his book that... where he wrote about this trip that was burned in the fire of Alexandria.
Yeah, tragically.
So we are remaking that book but in a very modern and artistic way.
Nobody knew about this story because of this burning, which deletes a lot of data. And because later on, the historians also kind of mocked Piteas. They thought it was fake news, you know, the today's fake news, because you didn't have a lot of proof of your travels back then. So he was telling them that there's this land where ice and air and water meet, but they couldn't believe that the sea can freeze, because this is the first time we see frozen sea, you know. I understand how they would not believe it. Like, they were like, no, you didn't see that. That's impossible. And you couldn't do that. They didn't believe that in his strength and the boat and everything. But now historians have gone through everything, and because he was also not... they used to only document like coordinates, but he was sort of one of the first people that did also anthropological observations and astrological observations. They have gone through that, and they can verify that he did it, and there's no other way that he could know about the midnight sun that he said about, about the cultures that he, of the British Islands and that. So it was, he was like a modern, like an ancient Darwin, not only documenting nautical parameters, but actual observations, like a scientist, a more holistic like approach to observing.
This project has required a huge amount of organization across a wide geographic area, the entire European continent, in fact. I asked them how it has changed the way they do things.
So it's definitely it's taking my music somewhere else and changing the way I think about music. And music sometimes also has a purpose more than like an aesthetic surface.
Right.
So for this this project, I'm creating like musak, like jazz, for example, which I haven't wanted to create before. Things like that.
Yeah.
No, of course, it's a lot more also. But the inspiration must be in all layers in the process, and also how you... how you communicate that with the collaborators, with all the artists that you are collaborating with, and the musicians, that they share the roots, also they share the story. And for example, the inspiration for the music, then the music that I wrote for the live musicians, it's taken from whale observations in the Atlantic and the plankton movements. So you have these tiny, tiny animals and these huge seawater animals that are being tracked by scientists. And this is all the material that I built my compositions upon. And this is not revealed to the audience, but it's a huge inspiration for the musicians, that they are exploring the life in the sea on this trip.
And a lot of sea animals take similar routes because the Mediterranean is very warm, and then they go up and it tends to get like lower in nutrition in the seasons, whereas the cold seas are always very rich with nutrition. And it's kind of like a seasonal migration as well that a lot of animals take. It has been very much disrupted the last years. Like now they're observing species that normally don't go so up in the north, but now it's colder further and further up, so they need to travel more and more to get to these temperatures and the plankton and all that, that is more abundant in the cold waters. So it's interesting to see that, as well as how different Pythia's landscape might have been, because he probably met the ice way further down than we would meet the ice now, because it's been thousands of years, but thousands of years might not mean a lot for Earth, but thousands of years of human like interference, which has sped up all the cycles of the planet so much that there is actual change in this relatively nothing for a time for planet Earth, like seconds.
Yeah.
We have done a lot of change to the planet. So like we try to mention all the biodiversity as well, not only focus on the humans. So it was good to also include all the other like species that are influenced by this and do similar journeys, you know? Mm. It's incredible that they do it without compass or a radar.
Mm. Yeah.
They're following all these magnetic routes. Mm. So yeah. We try to include them in this journey as well.
Yeah.
Mm. Whereas Pythias, the main character, he is also thousands of years old, but he's also present with his voice in our show. So we're making a modern version of him, but he's referring to his past, to his old, and his former self is meeting the new one.
Yeah.
You will have to come and see.
We don't want to give out too much.
What would a modern Pythias make of our world? The world that has been fully explored and mapped out. Where can you travel if you want to find uncharted zones? Maybe the only way now is inwards into the imagination. In other words, traveling backwards or forwards in time.
It's a lot of changes in the modern world that he's questioning.
Mm.
And we have this cruise ship, which is named after his book, On the Ocean.
Yeah.
On the Ocean, run by the cruise line Pythias Travels,
yes,
which is the name of the piece.
Mm.
And he's not always convinced that he wants to follow the other tourists on all the stops that the boat has.
The whole idea of tourism is often full of contradictions and paradoxes. For instance, that it sells attractive destinations and must-see experiences. But at the same time, the dream is to find peace away from all the crowds. There's something there that doesn't quite add up.
Also, we want to visit places, and you know, people are trying to avoid the tourist identity or avoid those tracks, but it's kind of inevitable, and you're constantly feeling this emotional juxtaposition of, I want to see all the beautiful sights, but I don't want to be partake in this culture because it can be disruptive for the local culture as well. So Pythias has this conundrum as well. He is on a cruise ship, he chose to be a tourist in a sense, but he doesn't want to give in to things that are so banal in the tourist culture, and doesn't want to interfere with the locality the way the others are doing. He's become a simple tourist because you can't explore anything anymore. That's another interesting thing. There's sort of nothing to explore, you know, in a very superficial sense of the word. So we're thinking like this lack of physical things to explore, it's creating all these digital worlds to explore, because people need to explore no matter if everything has been explored. They will create digital worlds to explore.
Dear passengers, the grand hall stage located on the main deck is now open. The greatest party that the world has never seen, our highlight celebration, has begun. What are you waiting for? Come and join us.
When you take your seat to watch Pythias Travels in the auditorium, it'll be an all-embracing experience, sitting at round tables surrounded by deck chairs, with cocktails served in the bar. The audience is more than just spectators. They're passengers too.
We're welcoming the audience to a cruise ship called On the Ocean. So when the audience enter the performance, which is called Piteas Travel, a shared name with the cruise line Piteas Travel, which owns On the Ocean. So when the audience enters, they are entering a cruise ship. And we take it from there. So the cruise ship is at the dock when they enter. And then it starts to move. And then the cruise ship is moving all along from there till the end of the performance. And it has some stops along the way. I don't want to reveal too much, but it's definitely travel for them as well.
Mm.
And it's a travel that starts somewhere and ends somewhere else, completely a different place. So it's not a piece that makes a nice round. Like it's not following any kind of classical form. It leaves the port that it has a departure and then it never comes back.
And you know, when you're traveling as well, you don't know which memories will stick to you the minute you're doing the travel. It's more when you go back home that you go back and then you know which memories stuck with you, whereas where you're traveling. So I think it's kind of a similar experience. You're doing this journey, and when the journey is over and you're outside of the theater, then is when you'll go back to the memories and things will start kind of making sense as well.
Piteas Travels premieres at Centralen in Oslo on the 13th of September 2023 and will travel to Athens in October. Thanks to Maya and Paola for speaking to me. And until next time on the Ultima podcast, safe travels. The Ultima podcast is made by Ultima Festival of Contemporary Music in Oslo, Norway. Recorded and presented by me, Rob Young. Original music by Christina Kjergesen. Editing by Silje Vermey. Sound mixing by Odne Hallas at Filt Oslo. For info, go to ultima.no.